one of the big government policies to deal with the deficit comes into action, and an extra 2.5% rise in VAT came into force at midnight. It's received mixed reactions from analysts, businesses, and of course the politician. The Labour leader Ed Miliband has called the increase unfair. He estimates it will cost families £7.50 a week. The UK government has said the rise is the only option available. The Chancellor George Osborne has accused the Labour leader of jumping on the bandwagon of opportunism and challenged him to explain what spending cuts a Labour government would introduce. We'll be joined shortly by Gitte Bebb, Conservative MP for Aberconwy, but Kevin Brennan is with us, Labour MP for Cardiff West. Good morning.
Morning.
And the Labour line is that this is the wrong tax at the wrong time.
Well, it's a gamble, really, by the government, because the economy is still in a fragile state. The recovery isn't secured. Really, we should be looking to how do we grow our way out of the difficulties that we've got. And right at that moment, we're introducing an increase that will cost families hundreds of pounds every year on the government's own figures, and that really represent a gamble for small businesses as well. If it results in a choking off of demand in the economy, you can forget about solving the deficit. If it results in a choking off of demand, that affects the demand for labour as well, and that means unemployment would go up too. So the government's taking a gamble. It's not unusual for Conservative governments to put VAT up. They always do. And this is no exception.
Yeah, your own party, when in government, were considering the very same gamble, weren't they? It was party policy for a while. Alistair Darling, as former Chancellor, even voiced his support for it as a possible tool as recently as July.
Well, to the best of my recollection, it was never party policy.
It was Alistair Darling's policy, and which was backed by the Prime Minister Gordon Brown, wasn't it?
I think, in fact, Alistair Darling's policy was his budget that he announced publicly, and of course, governments consider all options, and they rejected the option of raising VAT. In fact, they reduced it for a while during the course of the difficulties in order to give a little boost to the economy and help us start to recover. So it's never been a Labour government's policy. Labour government's never put VAT up. Why? Because on top of everything else, it's an unfair tax. It hits the poorest people the hardest because it's a tax on spending. And that's why we've never dealt with it in that way. It's the wrong tax, and this is the wrong time to be raising tax, actually, because we should be trying to secure the recovery. We should be looking to see where we're going to get the growth from that actually will generate tax revenues to help pull us out of the deficit. But this government has decided on a reckless path of trying to cut the deficit extremely quickly, and that has a danger for the rest of the economy and can result in a worse position than you would have had you managed it in a more steady way, which was actually what Alistair Darling's plan was.